and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back, Hour 2 of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I desperately need my friend Liam Shep to help me through the day of technological challenges. And Liam, are you there, my friend?
If it sounds like we're coming to you through the transporter beam of the Star Trek Enterprise, the starship Star Trek, it's because we are.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man. With the way things are going, I'm looking for a transporter to transport my equipment out to another dimension and get some new stuff in here.
Now, you have something called a brick, and I think that works, but it must just be a sound card.
I think so, right. And they've got it good through GCN, so everything's going to be fine. It's just me, Liam. I need the help today.
Yeah, well, we all need someone we can lean on.
Lean on Liam when you're not strong. Help! Hey, look, can we do something like light and fluffy, like movies? You mentioned Star Trek, but there's got to be something. It's Friday, moving in. There's certainly lots of news that is non-essential for life itself that we could cover.
Yeah, we can. Why don't we do a culture segment? I've been doing a lot of writing, or any kind of work, I will put on the current DVD selection from the old video store, aka Redbox or whatever you use.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix, by the way, has been destroyed. A lot of people don't know this, but Netflix used to carry a lot of things on what was called way back in the 2011 streaming video, but in the modern era of 2013, the video and cable networks and the movie theater, the movie companies have destroyed Netflix's ability to carry any good streaming video, and they've decided they can get into the business themselves. So Netflix is essentially sort of a dead, broken thing.
I don't understand what you're saying, because I'm newer to Netflix. So you're saying it used to have stuff that it doesn't have anymore?
It used to have, anything that was released on DVD would be released on Netflix streaming within 4 weeks, but now that will never happen, and most first-run movies will never be released on Netflix. They'll be released on Netflix DVD. That's not the issue. DVD will still be released, minted in Asia, pressed in plastic, burned with lasers, and sent to you for $25 for something you'll watch once. Okay, I was walking through China LTD, a.k.a. Walmart, I guess, 2 days ago to get a pair of shoes. I needed a pair of shoes made of some sort of styroplastic. And I walked by the video section to see if they had, well, I don't know if you want to hear, but I was looking for season 4 of Californication with David Duchovny. Don't ask me why I'm watching that. And I watched this woman debating, and she's clearly a married woman somewhere in her mid-40s, thin but looking a little beat up by life. And she's staring at this movie, Iron Man 3, on DVD.
Okay.
And it's $25. It's $25 to watch this stupid movie once. And she's looking at it, and the look on her face was as though Rumpelstiltskin had just asked her to name the baby after it in order to misspend it was a life and death decision, and I saw everything flashing in front of her eyes. Her last couple months with her husband and the last couple years of of not quite getting along anymore and the stresses that they've had at home. And you just see that she's looking and thinking, I'm going to buy this maybe for the kid because he hates me because I tried to institute a rule and he's so jacked up on sugar and crap that he doesn't listen. Or I'm getting this for the husband because he's working so hard and his back is hurt and I think he likes Iron Man, and this is the new one, and I'll surprise him for $25 plus tax, a.k.a. $27. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, can they really get people with shiny baubles or what? Because this thing isn't worth the $1.20 I paid to rent it on the Redbox. And I almost said to her, I stopped myself because, you know, I just stopped myself. I said in my head, ma'am, you know, you can rent that piece of for $1.20. I didn't say it.
Uh-huh. But you thought it. You thought it out loud, or you didn't think it out loud.
I didn't think it out loud. I just looked at her, and I thought, God bless, ma'am. I hope you get a good night out of it.
You know what? I'm thinking that you'd want to play her in a game of poker because she doesn't hide anything based on your description of her facial mannerisms and how much they communicated to you.
She was communicating through everything, the body language, the sort of hunched over neck, staring at the thing as though it were the, you know, sorcerer's stone and it was going to reveal secrets of the. You just picture people, you see people looking over pieces of plastic, cameras, and I am guilty of this. I have stared at camera boxes for 40 minutes trying to read all of the specific details of the engineering to see if it was going to camera going to last me more than 8 months. $120, 8 months. You know, I just don't buy them anymore. It's not everybody in America needs to be a professional fake photographer for their Facebook page. I gave up.
Okay. So did you find something that you were looking for to rent or to stream? As you said, because they no longer appear as streams. Again, it's new to me to know this, but if there was some plot against that, is this a Bill Gates thing? Is this a GMO thing? How come they're stopping the streaming of these videos?
Well, are we up against the break? I'm looking at the clock.
No, we still got this good opening segment here. I appreciate this, and everybody kind of ride along with me because I just need to relax and talk about something semi-inane or unconscious, and then we'll be back to it. We got Fukushima coming up.
Buddy.
We'll talk to that.
This is
my friend Liam, and he does this for me when I need some help, so thank you, Liam.
No, everybody's riveted. Listen, this is cultural criticism. How dare you take apart what I do? This is what I do.
Do it all so well. You gotta stand in my shoes.
The audience is riveted. They had no idea that you didn't think anything of this whole segment.
I didn't. You know what I didn't think of is I had no. I mean, you're like bringing up stuff. Like I usually talk about stuff I know, and then when you get into Netflix and streaming and different things, it's like, dude, it's so far out of my sphere. I feel like an absolute numbnut.
I'm a cultural critic. I'm an art. I'm a film and music critic as well as every other thing that I write about. I mean, I started writing film criticism. It's one of the things that I do. So yes, I did rent and the woman I hope made it out of the store without, you know, having some sort of terrible, terrible event based on Robert Downey's uneven. Well, he was fine. The script was uneven. So I watched, I rented in the last week Iron Man 3, Star Trek version 2, number 2, and really hold number 2 in your mind for this film.
Step into darkness.
No, step into duty.
well, we needed a duty joke. It's Friday. I'm waiting for that.
And then World War Z. And I don't want to do them all. I know we just have a couple. Isn't this the short segment? I'm lost.
No. We crank up with a nice long segment here every day. So we're okay.
All right, so.
World War Z. This is like the zombies that can actually move quickly.
World War Z is another in the realm of there was one. It's called 72 hours or 48 hours or 24. Anyway, there were these zombie movies a number of 10 years ago, that were supposed to be metaphors for AIDS. But it's just total crap. You get bitten by a zombie, and you become a world. You become, what was his name, Marcus Alan, I don't remember his name, the sprinter, the world-class sprinter. You become an Olympic athlete. You don't need to eat. You don't need to drink. You run faster than anybody else, and you just start ripping things apart. That's, by the way, not a metaphor for
that's what happens when you eat breakfast cereal in America.
Right. Chocolate methamphetamine pops.
Exactly.
By the way, I tried to watch one episode of everybody's new favorite show, Breaking Bad. I think this country needs to be put in an insane asylum. I can't imagine that our new hero is a methamphetamine-dealing psycho from, I don't know, Phoenix or whatever, but that's another story. I know. It's everybody's favorite show.
Dude, I'm so out of touch. I've heard about Breaking Bad, but I'm not plugged in yet. So you're saying you don't recommend methamphetamine superheroes?
Listen, I understood watching The Sopranos. He was another serial killer as American hero, and I had my issues with it. But the writing was just so shocking, and the look inside of the sort of the American experience, the American family through the eyes of the criminal family, was interesting. I'm just lost on the whole meth thing, though. Like, I don't want to be involved, even with my eyeballs. I don't want to see it.
Okay. All right.
World War Z is a CDC, WHO offering from Bradley Pitt, wife of Angelina Jolie, or whatever he is, who's, I think, given some pretty strong performances as Achilles in Troy. It was a very good performance, and I think his Benjamin Button performance was just perfect. One of my favorite movies, but he's doing CDC bidding. The world is beset by a kind of rabies virus that turns people into the same runaway zombie creatures as all the new zombie movies, because, of course, slow-moving zombies aren't a challenge anymore. They go to Israel because Israel builds a big wall to keep out the zombies. Metaphors ahoy.
metaphors ahoy. We've got a break we got to take, ahoy, and we'll be back with Liam Schiff here salvaging the rest of the week for me as I'm ready for unplugging, although tonight, if you'll join me, I'll be doing a lecture. I'll be recovered by then. We'll talk about that as well. Also, Fukushima will be discussed, so stand by for a radiating discussion as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Schiff. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yes, we're back. Yes, Robert Schiavelli is still here. I'm just kind of hanging out while Liam kind of, we dance with you, Liam, today, because you're telling me stuff. I'm kidding about it. I am interested. I love the social critique and the movie critique. We've done that over the years together, and it's enjoyable. And I have seen the Star Trek movie. I have not seen the World War Z. And I think I did see Iron Man 3, but you're right, the Star Trek was largely forgettable, and even Iron Man 3, I like Robert Downey, he's enjoyable to watch, he's a good actor, but it just wasn't there. But I'm curious as to your take on this World War Z film, because so much of the zombie apocalypse has been thematically infused, whether it's from the CDC or whether what Mike Adams is writing about at Natural News.
I mean, this is a WHO-sponsored movie. They do a couple interesting tricks. You know, they kill the virologist who's going to save the day very early in the thing, so he's not going to save the day. But Brad Pitt figures out, spoiler alert, that by infecting people with typhus and, get this, SARS, remember the crippling mania of SARS? That
severe acute respiratory syndrome. Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, or H1N1. So you could inject people with a fatal disease, you know, in other words, a WHO invention that doesn't really happen or was toxicological pesticide industrial poisoning sold to the world as a new virus, and that would protect them from the zombies. Oh, okay. So in other words, in order to save the world, you have to make everybody Typhoid Mary. This is a remarkably devious, contaminated movie, and I don't know what series of bongs or methamphetamine labs the guys who wrote it were inhabiting when they did the writing, but it's what the kids today call a mashup. Unfortunately, it's a mashup straight out of somebody's toilet. So don't really recommend it. It's also deadly boring, which is not what you want for an end-of-the-world movie. You want them to have a little, however crazy 2012 was or the day after tomorrow, you know, they sort of held your attention. You could, 2012 was a little crazy, too. But,
yes.
You know, there were laughs and all that kind of stuff.
And Cusack in 2012 was a redeeming thing. I mean, Cusack's always, he's watchable.
He's always redeeming.
Yeah. But okay. World War Z, you call it a mashup, and it's written by scientists from the WHO and the CDC, most likely. I wish they had Steven Seagal in World War Z. It would have been interesting because at the end they would have been healed by herbs instead of vaccines and drugs.
I wish they had Cheech and Chong in World War Z because they would have been healed by herbs instead of... So the interesting thing is at the end of World War Z, the fight... You know, this is maybe the reasonable thing they do isn't over. The scene that they, the visuals that they sold everybody on were like maybe tens of thousands of people as sort of running, screeching zombie critters just piling up walls and over buses. In other words, the human swarm. And the feeling that you're supposed to get from the movie that you do get is there's just too many people in this world. It's a feeling that's sort of wiggling in the back of people's minds that they don't want to deal with. What happens in an emergency is the right question. This movie is the wrong answer. But, you know, Star Trek didn't manage to ask the question at all. J.J. Abrams should be beaten about the face and neck with a copy of The Hero's Journey until he incorporates some lessons from actual structured storytelling into his messes. And Iron Man 3 was written by Shane Black, who wrote, I think, some of the Lethal Weapon things, who's really good. It's almost like a comedy dressed up at times as an action movie, and the comedy bits, frankly, work a little bit better. But these movies want to ask us what happens when things fall apart. That's what all of the new movies that is at, you know, they're all superhero disaster movies. What happens when big things fall apart? That's the right question. All of these movies are the wrong answer.
Yeah, and J.J. Abrams, interestingly, he was heir apparent to Gene Roddenberry's creation, I guess, what they gave him, Star Trek. But now somebody gave him, we talked about this, Star Wars. I saw somewhere where he said, I want to make these next three films more like the first film. I don't know if I believe him, but he says that. He acknowledges that something went wrong.
Yeah, well, he made one good movie. He made Super 8. He made one good film. He made a television series, I think, called Alias, which I've never watched. He made a TV series called Lost, which I think is exactly what it says. It's totally lost. No, I mean, it's just unwatchable. So, you know, hire me. I don't know what to tell you. These are our guiding myths. We really need some new guiding myths. Star Trek is dead as a franchise because it doesn't make any sense. You can't fix everything with technology. And a movie in which you kill the main character and bring him back 1.5 scenes later with, you know, somebody's cord blood, you know, it's just beyond the pale.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Liam Sheff to talk about the things we do need to know so we are not zombified in real life, so to speak. So stick around, robertscottbell.com, all the links, including the Liam Sheff and his wonderful writings, his wonderful book. Check it out, and we'll be back with more powerful healing if it is at all possible on a Friday. It is a healing revolution. Why not? Let's do it. We'll be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're back, and if there was ever a reason to take the EMF detox from King Bio, we talked briefly about it last hour. This segment will remind you why. I know it may not be enough, but it's certainly better than doing nothing as we strategize ways to survive what? The increasing levels of radiation exposure on planet Earth, thanks to the arrogance of man. Not just Japanese man, but this story certainly is emanating, along with the radiation, out of Japan. Liam, Fukushima time.
Well, two and a half years ago and counting, there was a triple explosion and meltdown on the coast of Japan. And you and I were both very worried about it, and we flew into California a few weeks after it happened, which maybe was close to one of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life. But we went to the Health Freedom Expo, so, you know, thank you.
I remember that.
Thanks, Julie.
And yes, thank you. We love you, Julie. And thank you to, by the way, the Trinity School of Natural Health, big supporter now of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're very grateful.
Oh, man. Stop. Yeah. Oh, thank God. Okay, so we're not blaming the Trinity School of Natural Health for Fukushima, of course.
No,
that's the nuclear.
No.
Now, Fukushima's meltdown has been ongoing for 2.5 years. This is a situation much worse than anything that you or I have ever seen, as far as we know. Radioactive material is not safe. It has half-lives of months to years to thousands of years. That means that it's only half as dangerous in 1,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 years. That's significant. I mean, you know, you can poop, and it can be bad, but, you know, do it in the woods, and a couple of weeks later, it's just ash and dust. Nuclear poop does not go away 10,000 years, and it doesn't stink, and it's invisible. So what happens? How do you know it's working? Because red spots, sores open on your skin, don't heal. Your children are born with cancers, leukemias, thyroid cancers. In worse situations, they're severely deformed or dead. That's what happened in Chernobyl. That's what happened around nuclear test sites, or where groundwater is running by nuclear material, or radioactive, I should say, fissionable material, plutonium, uranium, giving off strontium, 90, cesium, 137, tritium, which is an isotope of hydrogen. So you've got all these things being produced. Now, what happened over there was they have a 6-reactor plant. 4 of them, I think, were in use. 2 weren't. And let's see, 4 was... Building 4 is standing there with about, I want to say, some number of tons, 1,500 rods, you know, some 600-800 tons of, or more, I'm probably getting it wrong, 400 tons of radioactive material, tons, in the upper third, fourth floor of this building that's been damaged by an earthquake. Now, they've been telling us that they're going to start pulling these rods out, but these rods have probably been damaged. They've been soaked in salt water. They were shaken by the, they can't just be pulled out. Now, the argument is beginning to come forward that I think is actually representing the reality that we're all going to be living in. The reality is not, the Japanese authorities and whatever, TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, maybe wishes that they could fix this. Maybe there's some ethos there that says, well, we better fix it. Well, there's some things you can't fix. And this is one of them. And I think that the engineers are beginning to understand that what they're going to have to do is make the world live with it.
Make the world live with it. I mean, it's an admission that we can't do anything about it, so we're just going to convince you, well, no, it's just the new way of life.
Well, they can't quite do that. It's too dangerous. So they every time they lie, everybody catches them. They're probably going to have to pour. Well, it's very bad, and it's been very bad. This building, I think this building will collapse at some point. I don't hope that it does, but the ground has become saturated. They're talking 800 tons of groundwater flowing in under the thing every day, 400 or. You know, so they said it was 300. Now they're saying it's 400 tons flowing out into the sea. They're trying to capture as much in these barrels, these, you know, multi-ton storage casks that are, some of them are leaking. It's just a disaster. They're going to dump most of this into the Pacific Ocean. The stuff that's burned through the reactor cores is sitting in the ground, maybe touching groundwater. Hopefully it's cool enough at this point that if it touches groundwater, it doesn't just explode.
Yesterday I was on the Jerry Doyle show again, and he was wanting to talk about omega-3 essential fats, and he loves fish, and I brought up the issue. The danger now with fish is not just the mercury, which was a simple thing to remedy with selenium and things, but that the fish is radioactive. And he acknowledged, Jerry Doyle, as you know, how far he'll go or won't go, said, yeah, you know, I saw this about the tuna that they're catching in the Pacific, all, you know, some closer to off the charts than ever before. But the Pacific Ocean, as large as it is, it's impacted enough that it's very measurable and very concerning. So we have these news reports that acknowledge that what the new media, what we've been reporting on since the beginning, are actually, they're happening, they've happened, and of course the now what, as you say, they throw their hands up and go, well, we just got to live with it.
Well, and, you know, and if the building collapses, and these things catch fire, there'll be a nuclear, they'll have to fly, and everybody running the mission will probably die, but they'll, you know, radiation poisoning. But they'll have to just fly and dump boron and concrete and boron and lead and concrete and boron and lead and concrete on top of this flaming mess. And the boron, hopefully, I think, to absorb the radioactive decay, if I have that right. You know, you have to learn all sorts of new terms, new technologies as the human species destroys itself bit by bit. So if I'm not getting that right, you can write us and correct it. But I believe boron is what they'll use. So they'll have to do that, and that's not an infinite thing. You know, we have to mine that and, you know, reduce that. And that's, everything takes energy. And then they'll have to put a slab on top of it. Even though it's on the ground, even though it can be flooded at any time, even though it's pretty close to water level, how ridiculous is that? They're, you know, and even though that area can be impacted by a quake, you can't move it. You can't put a crane on it. They're gonna have to put it in a cocoon, a sarcophagus that will leak. That area of the Pacific will be leaking forever. And if they get the cores cool enough so that they can air cool them, then maybe they can crack them with some minor, I don't know, explosives or an impact of some sort without detonating anything. It's tricky. Or they just say, this area of the Pacific leaks radiation. It will for the next, you know, 1,000, 5,000 years in a serious way. The salt will corrode it. And Pacific Ocean fishing in the Western Pacific will forever be changed. The fates of Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, and through currents, the west coast of the United States, through Alaska, Seattle, et cetera, those will be less affected, but they will be affected, and they may be affected quite severely. If this stuff falls down and explodes, there will be a plume that rides the air currents, and, you know, California, hello, Oregon, Washington will... It'll get cesium rain, and nobody can tell you otherwise. Nobody can tell you differently. If it's one event that's very bad and they manage to do what we do, we're a reactionary species, you know, we'll react. We want to be reactive. We want to deal with it as a reactor, but not proactive. So if we react and we bunch it up with boron and duct tape and concrete, I think this is the conversation that we kind of have to have, because the powers that aren't doing much about this.
Liam, we have listeners in Asia and South Korea especially. I haven't investigated like the air currents, but of course we know the ocean currents where they're taking what's going out that way. But is there any noticeable, as you've looked into it, movement towards the east from Japan that would impact what they call the mainland over there? I'm sorry, to the west, mainland. Instead of the mainland to the west, like China, and as you say, Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah, the winds just have to shift seasonally as they do. And you just have to, I mean, I'm as much of an expert maybe as you are, except that, I've been reading some of this. Korea's been blocking imports a lot. I think Russia's been blocking imports from Japan. So the answer is yes. Water flows. That's the nature of water. It also... You know, the defensive people would say that it also dilutes. So they'll say, oh, it's also diluting. Well, okay. You can dilute poison so much and it's not so toxic, but when it's cumulative at the lowest level of the food chain, it rides back up the food chain and it's something that you can't do. So we are looking at a change in a way of life in many places, undeniably in Japan. Undeniably, I think, in a lot of Korea will probably make a motion to sue Japan. I think Hong Kong, there are some nations that will probably get together to sue Japan. I don't think they'll be successful, because, you know, GE built the plant and it's an American design and so on. But what will probably happen is Japan, if Tokyo isn't, I mean, Tokyo runs on some large percentage of nuclear power, and they've been off of that for a while, so they'll be importing coal, and they don't export any natural resource. They import energy, and they import materials to make things for other countries, but China's really taken over that role, and Japan's been slumping for 15 years or more, and we probably we'll probably see the destruction of Japan as an international force of any sort in the next 5 to 10 years.
So a prediction is that you foresee a mass evacuation of Tokyo, or just an attrition and movement out? Because there are people there, individually speaking, not in mass yet, that understand and are trying to find ways out.
Oh, there will be attrition, and I'm sure that the wealthy have already moved. I even saw that, now it's just escaping me right now, but one company was, you know, moving headquarters to Japan. So they're going to look at the Chinese mainland where land is cheap. You know, and there are areas that haven't been polluted yet, so they'll go there, or Vietnam, which has a legacy of 24D, Agent Orange. We've been all over.
Yeah.
We've been all over. The good chemical companies of the world have been all over.
Is there a message to take away from this, Liam? Partly, I hear you saying, you better do what you love to do now. Don't wait around. And if you want to remedy it, obviously, for those that are yet to be on this planet, we've got a lot of work to survive in an environment that is not only a toxicological nightmare in many ways, but now a radiological one. So when we come back from this break, we'll go more into what to do next. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXNatural.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, later this evening, if you're in the Central Florida area, I'll be heading over to the Windhorse Theater in Eustis, Florida, to talk about, just taking the Robert Scott Bell Show live on the road, so to speak. And we'll do this with Liam eventually, too. We love doing the live events at the Health Freedom Expo. You, Liam, are now on a kind of a new project that kind of goes full circle for you, starting way back in creative writing, as opposed to just being a hardcore journalist, digging up the truth and the facts and letting them out. This 15 by 15 project you got going on, water, coffee, I see, wake. I mean, this is some creative stuff that's flowing through you.
Right. Well, I'm a writer, and, you know, I was an artist as a kid. I mean, I drew and painted and sculpted and, you know, did all that kind of stuff. And I was, the teacher said, wow, you're really, you know, you can write. I never really got married to any particular thing to do, and I just kept developing my interest. I studied languages. I tutored that. I tutored music theory. I'm not the world's best musician, but my theory was good, and I could really be useful, and I'm a good teacher. So it was a little confusing. Well, what do I do? What do I want to be? And at a certain age, you know, I didn't just say, well, I want to be a writer, and I want to sit in a room and write things that aren't true. No, I wanted to know how the world works. So I got into journalism, and I was interested in what was true. And as a journalist, I really dug deeply, and I think I synthesized a lot of big picture stuff, you know, the AIDS stuff, all the stuff in official stories, which you can read on Amazon.com, on Kindle, all that kind of stuff. But you get the crap kicked out of you for telling too much truth, which is the sad fact of journalism. And one of the stories that I have coming early next week, I have a story about journalists trying to figure out that they're fighting with their editors. And let me tell you, this is a true story, but I couldn't tell it as a true story because I'd have to name names. So it's better for me to let that creative process come back in and tell stories that I really think are happening, that I know are happening, or I know will be happening next year, tomorrow, in 2 years. And so this series, 15 by 15, is 15 stories in 15 working days. You know, I think I'm taking off weekends. Don't hold it against me. And
by the way, we had some insight into that behind the scenes fighting with editors a bit with Carol Alt yesterday, because she's on Fox News talking about holistic healing, and, you know, they're throwing in registered dietitians, and she's going, no, these people don't know as much as I know what I want to release. So it is a creative challenge when you're working with the man, so to speak.
It's impossible, and I've given up because my creative soul was just sort of, you know, dying. Journalism sucks. Number one, you have to get, just beg all these people to give you the stories that are rotting their souls, that you know are rotting their souls. They have to tell somebody, and then you promise them you'll defend that story, even though you get the crap kicked out of you at every turn. And then you have to fight your own editors to get it out. And it's just this pointless, useless thing that you get $400 and maybe $500 for at the end of a big story, you know, at the end of a medium-sized story. So it's just crap. But in fiction, you get to, and so the fiction I'm doing is you'll recognize it as reality. You'll recognize it as real life, but you'll also see Fukushima in the background, which isn't appearing in fiction. You'll see fracking in the background. You'll see water failure. You'll see buildings freezing in the background because of power outages and people having to go to therapists sponsored by FEMA to do the mourning that they have to do because they can't afford to do it any other way. And the government's saying, well, we better get, you know, somebody experienced with mass casualty in so that everybody doesn't go crazy. So, and it's not all that drama. It's sort of love and humanity amidst the ruins that we're beginning to live in. So you've got 15 days of this, and I believe then that I will take the best of this, turn around, expand all of these stories threefold, and make it into a book, my first sort of semi-novel or triptych or something like that.
Very cool. Well, I look forward to it. It's, you know, it's kind of similar when you're diving off in that creative space, like John Rappaport just put out a new article about school, you know, university. I got the T-shirt and I'm $150,000 in debt. And he's like, just go to school, you know, drop them off at the library and say, go, come back in 4 years. You know, that's the abyss, but once you allow that creativity to start flowing through you, you got your purpose. You find your purpose, or it finds you, or some semblance of that connect that happens. And we're so divorced and devoid of that in the Western culture. We always look for leaders to teach us and tell us. Nothing wrong with learning and teaching, but you know what I'm saying? I think I gather where you're at.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a creative person, and what I want to do for the rest of my life is be creative. I don't want to be a slave to a dying system of journalism. I just want to be able to say what's true, and if I have to hide it behind, you know, a little bit of artifice, I'd really rather do that than...
Well, Liam, I appreciate you doing it here with me. You helped me get through the final hour of the week. We'll be back on Sunday. I see you tonight as well. Check out Liam. We've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to our sponsors.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.